This podcast is brought to you by Bearings International, bringing you the best in brands, service, and availability. Friday, March 28, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Brindavani Naidu. Making headlines today, state-owned broadband infrastructure company Broadband Infraco has secured private sector participation from companies for its submarine cable project from South Africa along the west coast of Africa to the United Kingdom. Broadband Infraco, through the Department of Public Enterprises, would hold a 26% stake in the cable and its capacity, and 74% of the total capacity was earmarked for the private sector. A memorandum of understanding outlining the principles of operation of the system was signed at the end of February between Broadband Infraco and the private sector participants. The shareholders' agreement would be signed on April 15th, with financial close on the same day. The world's biggest mining group, BHP Billiton, will take 2.4 billion rands worth of yearly business away from South Africa's Standard Bank after one of the bank's top executives made reckless, provocative, and irresponsible remarks about one of its businesses, Daily Business Day said on Friday. The newspaper reported that an unnamed top Standard Bank executive had suggested at a recent high-level business and government meeting that Billiton's Hillside aluminium smelter be shut down to save electricity. It said that the banking executive said he believed that the power-guzzling aluminium smelter did not add any economic value to the country. However, BHP Billiton South Africa chairperson Vincent Mapai says that this attitude is completely misplaced. Diversified Products Group, Royal Philips Electronics, has entered into a joint venture with demand-side management initiatives company Carabo Systems and state-owned Central Energy Fund to establish a compact fluorescent lamp integrated, or CFLI, light bulb manufacturing facility in Lesotho. Construction of the facility has already begun in the country's capital, Maseru, and the first bulbs are expected to be released to South Africa and other African markets in September, Philips chairperson and CEO Ian Murdoch said on Thursday. Philips GM Lucas Cote explained that it would take between 6 and 12 months to ramp up production to the fully operational output of some 15 million CFLI bulbs a year. Philips chairperson and CEO Ian Murdoch.
Large-scale replacement of old-fashioned energy-inefficient installations with modern energy-efficient alternatives has been proven by far to be the most effective way to free up or create additional generating capacity of power plants. Its effect is immediate, it's far less costly and time-consuming than expanding electricity generation capacity.
Nobel Peace Laureate Archbishop Desmond Tutu on Thursday added his voice to calls for a judicial inquiry into the multi-billion rand arms deal. In the prepared text of his speech for the Dulla Omar Memorial Lecture at the University of the Western Cape, he said South Africans could not pretend corruption was no longer a serious problem. Tutu's call for an inquiry into the deal echoes those made recently by opposition parties and follows the tabling of a fresh set of parliamentary questions to President Thabo Mbeki about his role in it. African National Congress President Jacob Zuma is due to go on trial in August on a charge of corruption related to the deal. Also making headlines today, power shortages a stress rather than a ratings threat. Producer inflation jumps, heralding a rate hike. South Africa bans the use of asbestos. Stanlib says South Africa's power shortage won't pull the plug on the resources boom. Tech Cominco and Inmet agree to go ahead with Panama Copper Project. The Dutch fear anger's anti-Quran film hits the web. 500 foreign doctors have been appointed in South Africa in 16 months. And Mugabe could hang on despite formidable challenge. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.co.za, and polity.org.za.